It's good to see you all.
很高兴看到大家。
It's been a long time.
已经很久没有见过大家了。
And I'm glad to be back and preaching and sharing God's word with you all.
很高兴可以回来跟大家分享神的话语。
I don't know what you're expecting for this holiday weekend.
我不知道你对现在的假日来临有什么期望没有。
Maybe you are going to Taiwan or China on a long vacation.
你可能要回台湾或者中国享受一个长的假期。
Maybe you have an extended holiday spent with your family.
你可能会在假日跟家庭的人团聚团聚。
I don't know about you, but a lot of times what defines me and a good holiday is really if everything works out to my plans.
他不晓得你的想法如何，不过对他来讲，他觉得假日最好的就是每一件事情都照计划来发生。
You know, I take an airplane off, everything's on time.
如果我坐飞机，一切都准时。
No delays.
没有耽搁。
And when I go to whatever I'm visiting, everything is perfectly set up.
他去拜访人的时候，每一件事情都安排得很好。
A lot of times when things don't happen the way that we expected, we're not very happy.
如果事情不照我们想象的发生，我们就觉得不太高兴。
So a lot of times, our happiness is dependent on our expectations.
所以我们的高兴不高兴，常常是看我们的期望是什么。
So,This morning, I want to bring to brothers and sisters in Christ a very important topic of expectation.
所以今天早上我要跟大家讲一个很重要的信息，就是我们的期望。
I want to show you a few slides and just kind of go through them and see what are possible things. There's a little crowd of dogs. What are they expecting? Some food falling off of my stick.
我给你看几张图片。那这一张就是这些狗，他们期望什么呢？他们就期望有个食物。
How about this next one?
下一张呢?
Some of you parents know that PlayStation 3 is here.
很多人都知道,家长们知道这个Sony 的一个新的玩具游戏机已经出来了。
How many of your children have PlayStation 3?
你们中间有多少孩子有这样的游戏机?
Oh, okay, we have a couple. Okay. Do you see your children at all?
你看你的,你会看到有这个游戏机,你会看到你的小孩吗?
Probably not, because they'll be probably playing all day and all night.
好像你就看不到你的孩子，因为他每天都在玩这个游戏机。
And one of my college students waited for 12 hours in front of Walmart.
有一些我的朋友在这个 Walmart 这个店前面等了12个小时。
And they were number 11 out of 6 people that got the machine.
他是第11个人买到这个机器的。
What about this? If your children have this report card bring back home to you.
那么如果你的孩子拿了这样的一个成绩单回家，你会怎么感觉呢？
You are probably thinking, oh, my child is going to stay with me the rest of his life or her life.
我的孩子在这一辈子都很惨了。
There's no future for them.
他就没有将来了。
Maybe this is where your children, they just graduated from college.
也许你的孩子刚刚从大学毕业。
And you are saying, yes, finally, I don't have to pay for their schoolings anymore.
你就很高兴说，哎呀，我再也不要再付他们的学费了。
And then they come back home.
然后他们回到家里来。
And sitting...In front of television and watching.
他们就坐在电视前面看电视。
And they're not very actively pursuing a job.
那没有去找工作。
And they're not very excited to step into the next part of their lives.
他们并不是很积极的、很兴奋的要进入他下一阶段的人生。
And you were saying, wow, didn't I come here for my little Johnny for a better education, for a better life?
哦，那你就想说，我的孩子难道就是这样子吗？得到这么好的教育。
And there's they're not excited about this?
他们竟然不是这么兴奋的要进入下一个人生阶段。
Or maybe this is you or your children's are might be.
也许这个是你的孩子的现在的情况。
By the way, when I show this picture to some of our youth, they don't understand what this is happening because it's a traditional Chinese dress.
当我把这个照片给我们这个青年组的人看，他们都不太了解这是什么事。
Because, you know, they're not familiar with the Chinese wedding customs, but I'm sure you do.
他们都不了解中国人结婚是穿什么样的服装，不过我相信你们都知道。
So, how about if you just got married or your children just got married?
或者也许你现在刚结婚，或者你的孩子刚结婚。
Isn't a lot of future bright together? You'll live happily ever after?
你不是会有很好的未来吗？有很多的兴奋的事情、高兴的事情正要发生。
What about this?
这个怎么样呢？你看
This is, I know, my grandmother sitting here, my mom sitting here. That's what they're thinking about.
我的祖母跟我的母亲都坐在这里，他们看到的是，他们的期望是这个。
So, what about if you this person right here?
但是你看这张图片，这个人他有什么期望呢？
This is a picture I took on my short-term missions trip to China.
这个人是我在去中国短宣的时候照的照片。
What can you expect out of your life if you're this person sitting on the street begging?
如果你是这样一个乞丐在街头乞讨为生，你有什么样的期望呢？
This morning we're going to look at a biblical story.
今天早上我们要看一下拜圣经上的故事。
A person just like this.
有一个像这样的人。
What kind of expectation does he have?
他有什么样的期望呢？
But what kind of expectation that God has for him?
但是神对他又有什么样的期望呢？
Let's read Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 12.
我们来看使徒行传第三章第一节到第十二节。
And let's read verse 1 to 3 first.
我们先读第一节到第三节。使徒行传第三章第一节到第三节。伸出祷告的时候，彼得约翰上圣殿去，有一个人生来是瘸腿的，天天被人抬来放在殿的一个门口，那门名叫美门，要求进殿的人周济。他看见彼得约翰将要进殿，就求他们周济。
So we see a person.
所以我们看到这样一个人。
A lame beggar from birth.
天生就是瘸腿的。
Not like the person that we saw last time. He was probably handicapped because of some accident.
这不像我们刚刚照片上看的，他可能是后来才瘸腿的。
We know that this person is lame by birth. That means when he was a little baby, he was crawling without a leg or one of the legs is not working.
他天生就瘸腿，他从小就是用爬行的方式。
This person would not have very high expectation of life.
这样的人对人生会有什么期望呢？
I can tell you that life's problem sometimes in this person's life, in our life, will intimidate us to expect less.
所以人生的困境跟困难常常逼得我们只好这个接受目前最好的状况。
And when we have less and less expectation, we come to a conclusion of our own, a solution that we can come up for ourselves.
如果在这样的情况下，我们只能说我自己有什么方法解决这个问题，我们就接受它了。
And the solution that the beggar can only find is that to beg for money on the street.
对一个乞丐来讲，瘸腿的乞丐来讲，他恐怕就只能去讨钱了。
And you have to think that a lame beggar in a farming society, that he cannot work the farm.
像这样的一个瘸腿的人怎么可以在一个田地里农场里工作呢？
He cannot do any kind of hard labor.
他不能做任何重需要重量的
In fact,
力量的。
He can't even walk to places on his own power.
他自己都不能再到处走动。
Thank God that he has some friends that will carry him to the gate.
所以感谢主，他还有几个朋友抬他到这个店门口。
That he can at least beg for money.The solution that he can come up for himself.
至少他还可以去讨钱哈，这是他自己的一个对他人生问题的答案。
You know that as a lame beggar, you probably will not have any kind of expectation for life to have a family.
像这样的一个天生瘸腿的，他会期望说有一个好的家庭吗？
Overall, you cannot expect to live a dignified life.
他也不能活一个有尊严的生命。
And his only option is to beg.
他的唯一的选择就是去乞讨。
And I want to give you a little bit of background of where this beautiful gate is.Where this lame beggar is begging.
我给你一个简单的介绍，这个美门叫做什么？这是这个乞讨的人在的地方。
And this lame beggar is begging at. Oh. Okay, technical difficulties. Okay, next slide. All right. So the beautiful gate is one of the largest gates in the Jerusalem.
这个美门是一个最大的一个门，在耶路撒冷。
And this is the place where thousands of people will come enter into the temple.
这是很多上千的人要进入的门，来进到这个圣殿。
In fact, this is the largest gate to go into the temple.
这也是这个圣殿的最大的一个门。
And that this is a gate that decorated with very expensive bronze all around.
它用很多的很昂贵的青铜器来装饰。
And After this gate,
经过这个门,
you go into the court of women.
你进入了一个院落是给妇人待的。
And after that,
在经过这个院落以后,
then you can only go in if you are ceremonially clean Jewish male.
你要再进入的下一个门, 你必须是经过洁净礼的犹太人。
So what this means is that this lame beggar has been sitting, coming over here maybe for tens of years in front of this gate,
这个就代表意思说这个天生瘸腿的人已经几十年都只有在这个门口
begging for money
乞讨为生
and during the festival times
在假期的时候
that there will be thousands of people traveling in front of him.
就几千的人上千的人在他的面前经过
And can you imagine that sitting there?
你可以想象说他坐在那里
And as he looked at the crowds passing him by,
他看着这么多的人经过他
Maybe he sees a beautiful family with young children, with parents going into the temple court to worship.
他可能会看到一个非常美满的家庭，父母带着孩子经过他的面前去敬拜神。
Maybe he sees a couple in love walking right in front of him going to worship.
也许他看到一对相爱的男女经过他去敬拜神。
Maybe they see a very faithful elderly person walking along with their friends going into temple to worship.
也许他看到一位非常敬虔的长者跟着朋友一起进去敬拜神。
Everything that he sees.
他所看到的每一件事。
All the happy scenes that you and I can expect to have in our lives.
所有他看到这么多令人高兴的事情是你我都可以期望的。
But he cannot have in his life.
但是他就不能够拥有。
Life's problem will intimidate you to expect less.
所以人生的困境逼得你只好接受你目前的情况。
He stations outside begging for money, the solution that he expects.
他只有在门口乞讨为生，这是他唯一的答案。
And as he does that for a job,
他用这样的来作为他一生的工作。
He is reminded that he cannot have any of the things that he sees every day.
他只好提醒自己，这些都不是他能够拥有的。
My question for you this morning, brothers and sisters in Christ, is that we are no different from this lame beggar.
我主要的信息跟各位分享就是说，我们跟这个瘸腿的并没有什么两样。
Maybe you have both of your legs, just like I do.
也许你的两脚都很健全，就像我一样。
But many disappointments in your life, in my life, have lowered our expectation for God.
但是我们人生有很多失望的事情，让我们降低了我们的期望。
We have problems.
我们有问题的。
We have disappointments.
我们有失望的事情。
Maybe you have come to United States for better lives.
也许你来到美国，希望得到一个更好的人生。
But maybe you haven't truly found it yet.
但是你可能都还没有找到。
Maybe you will have higher expectation for your children.
也许你对孩子有很高的期望
But maybe they have not lived up to your expectation yet.
但是他们并没有能够达到你的期望
There are many things that can disappoint you
有很多事情会让你很失望
There is a friend of mine
有一个朋友
And his mother
还有他的母亲
They were abandoned by their father
他们被他们的父亲所遗弃
When they were very young
在他们很年轻的时候
So this mother became very driven to make a lot of money
这个母亲就变成非常非常的希望去得到很多的钱
Because she feels like that's only way that she can have some kind of security in her life
因为那变成说她认为可以得到安全感的一个原因
But as she pursues that security in material things, material wealth
当她来追求这些物质的东西的时候
She missed out his growing up, his childhood
她丧失了她孩子她成长的过程
She missed out a relationship that she can have.
她失去了跟她孩子可以建立关系的时间。
Maybe you have an expectation.
也许你有一个期望。
But this cruel world.
这个残酷的世界。
Have hurt you deeply.
伤害你非常的深。
This cruel world, maybe a friend have betrayed you.
这个残酷的世界，也许一个朋友背弃了你。
Maybe the reality of life that made you to choose a profession that you do now.
也许人生的现实逼着你去选择一个你现在的工作
And that you can never live up to the dreams or the kind of things that you want to do for your life
所以你就永远没有办法达到你的梦想
And what do you come up? The solution, the kind of solution you come up for yourself
你怎么样找到一个你自己的答案呢
And oftentimes we find solution in security such as material well-being
常常我们就在很多物质的上面找到安全感
And maybe for some young people they lookfor security in a significant other person to get married to find someone who will love them
有些年轻人就找一个他们的伴侣他会爱他的让他得到安全
and maybe for a lot of men here like myself
也许很多的男人就像我一样
then we're looking for advancement in career we're climbing up the corporate ladder
他们就会想在事业上求发展在公司里更上层楼
and those things we think as long when we achieve itThey will provide some kind of security, some kind of solution to our disappointing life.
所以希望所达到的成就可以让他们有一些安全感。
But you know what? God's expectation will liberate us to expect more.
但是你知道吗？神的答案会让我们得到自由。
Because His solution is not what the solution that we can come up with.
他的答案并不是我们自己所找到的答案。
And we're going to read Acts chapter 3, verse 5 to 8.
我们来读第三章的第五节到第八节。
Verse 4 to 8。
第四到第八节，彼得、约翰定睛看他，彼得说：“你看我们。”那人就留意看他们，指望得着什么。彼得说：“金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。”于是拉着他的右手扶他起来，他的脚和裸子骨立刻健壮了，就跳起来站着又行走，同他们进了殿，走着跳着赞美神。
There are not many things I'm expert in.
并不是有很多事情像这样子。
I am expert actually in dealing with homeless people.
我其实有一个专在行的事情，就是可以跟无家可归的人一起在一起。
Not because I'm a pastor, I'm especially compassionate or anything like that.
并不是因为我是牧师，所以我对他们特别有感情。
Because I went to college at Berkeley.
因为我去读 Berkeley， 在大学。
And every day when I have to pass by Telegraph Avenue, I have to walk through at least 5 to 10 homeless people a day.
他每天经过那一条电报街的时候，至少有5到10个这些无家可归的。
So I can tell you with fair confidence.What happens with a homeless person, with a lame beggar, with a person who's begging for money, sitting on a busy street, expecting people to give them money?
所以我可以很清楚地知道一个牵身瘸腿的人在街头乞讨为生是什么样子。
Most of the time, when a person who's begging for money, they will have their heads down with a little bowl in front of them.
大部分乞讨的人都是把头低的，然后把一个小小的碗放在他的前面。
Sometimes they will have a guitar case.
他们有时候会有一些其他的东西放在前面。
That so that you can drop a few coins.
所以你可以丢几个钱币给他。
They're hoping that you can have some compassion on them.
他们希望你可以有一些同情心。
Some of them are maybe more aggressive, and they will come up to you and ask for change.
有人也许比较积极一点，他就走到你面前来跟你要钱。
But almost never a person will look at this homeless person or beggar eye to an eye.
几乎从来没有说有人会对着他这些乞讨的人眼睛对眼睛的看他。
They actually almost never expect a fair treatment as equal to equal.
他从来这些乞讨的人也从来不会期待有人会跟他们平等的对待。
So when Peter and John walked by this lame beggar and said, "Look at us."
当这个彼得、约翰经过这个瘸腿的人说，你看我们。
That this beggar is no longer expecting a quarter in his bucket.
那这个人就不再期望说只是拿到几个硬币而已。
He is expecting $20 bill.
他在期望要拿到一个20块钱的一张纸票。
At least $10 bill now.
或者至少是10块钱的一张纸钱。
Perhaps maybe these two guys might take me out for a nice lunch.
也许这两个人会带我去吃一顿很好的午餐。
And he's like, yes, there we go.
他就很高兴，他说对，就是这样子。
But even with his raised expectation, he cannot imagine what God's expectation for him.
所以虽然他有这么高的期待了，但是他没有想到神对他的这个期待是什么。
Not even close.
完全不能靠近神对
他的期待。Because Peter offers a complete solution that he has forgotten.
彼得给了他一个他从来没有再也不记得的一个答案，人生答案。
Because the solution that Peter offered him, it comes from God.
因为彼得给他的这些答案是神给他的。
It's not something that human being can come up with.
这不是人可以提出来的答案。
Is a complete and total healing and transformation.
就是完全完全的得到医治。
Something completely, completely different.
这是一个完全完全不同的事。
More than the money that can solve, not the money that the beggar can think of himself.
是胜过于、超过于、远远超过于钱在这个乞讨的人身上所能够得到的满足。
This morning.
今天早上。
We have come in with many expectations.
我们也来到这边带着不同的期望。
We have expectations that some of the things in our life will solve our problems.
我们也期待说有些事情可以帮我们解决人生的困境。
Maybe you are thinking, only if I can impress my boss, I can move up the corporate ladder.
也许你在想说我如果让我的老板这个很印象的深刻，那我就可以升官了。
And maybe some of us feel like the age is catching on to us.
有人也许觉得我已经年纪渐长。
And I shouldn't be talking about that. I'm probably the youngest person right here, so.
他说他觉得是他是年轻的，在里面，在这个我们中间。
And I can feel my age. I'm 35 years old, 34 to 35.
我虽然只有35岁，我也感觉到年纪在我身上已经留下痕迹。
You know, I do a lot of sports.
我运动，做很多的运动。
And I can feel I'm just one step slower now.
我现在觉得我的动作比较慢了。
And when I get hurt, I don't recover as quickly.
我如果受了伤，我的恢复也非常长。
And only I wish, you know, I'm 18 years old again. Yeah.
他真是希望我现在只有18岁。
Only if I'm young, then all my problems gone, you know.
如果我还是很年轻，那么所有的问题都解决了。
Or maybe we feel abandoned.
或者我们觉得我们被遗弃了。
We're not popular. Nobody likes us.
我们不再受欢迎了，没有人喜欢我。
So, you know, we try to buy things that will impress people, whatever we do.
我们就想想去买一些东西，让人家觉得好，对我们印象很深。
Maybe we feel lonely.
我们觉得很寂寞。
That our, you know, your husbands are working all the time, and I don't know what to do.
你的先生也许一天到晚在上班，你也不知道怎么办。
And so you pop in the soap opera and watch it 20 hours.
也许你就开始看一些电视剧。
And live vicariously through those characters on TV.
你就变成很不小心的去学习这些剧里面的人。
So there are a lot of things I have disappointed, and we expect some other kind of solution to fill our lives.
我们对人生的很多失望，就让我们去寻找一些自己的答案。
And some of us might think, you know, only if, you know, my wife, you know, if only I had changed, you know, this, then it would be so much better.
我们常常会想，哎呀，假如这样事情这个改变了，那就多好啊。
Look at, you know, these kids from other families. They always have straight A's. They always listen to their parents. Only if our kids are like their kids.
比如说你看人家的孩子老是拿这个成绩都是很好都是 A 所以就想说我的孩子这样多好呢
But is that really the problem? It's your kids, your wife, your company, your career, is that really your problem?
难道真的是你的孩子你的配偶你的公司你的老板是真正的问题吗
Is there some other problem that's bigger?
有没有其他的问题更大呢
For this beggar, it's not that he may only take...get $5 from the people who passing by.
对这个乞讨为生的人，他并不是只要一天拿了五块钱。
The root of his problem, which has been in his life for many, many years.
对他来讲，真正的根本的问题，这么多年困扰他的。
Is that he was lame from birth.
主要是因为他天生就瘸腿。
A lot of times we forget that some of the things that keeps on happening in our lives that we kind of just forgot about it because that's so basic we kind of ignore it and we kind of put blame on something else
很多问题虽然是这么的根本我们常常就忘记了它然后就怪别人
Have you looked at yourself in the mirror?
你看看自己在镜子里
Maybe the reason why your spouse is not happy all the time is because you're not a happy person to live with
也许你的太太常常不太开心是因为你自己就不是一个很开心的人
And maybe your children are not listening to you because you irritate them
也许你的孩子不听你的话，是因为你让他们觉得很烦躁。
Maybe the root of the problem is not exactly what you thought it once was.
也许根本的问题不是你所想的。
And you know what? God wants to offer a solution that's bigger than the surface solution.
所以神希望提供一个答案，能够解决你表面上的问题。
And God wants to offer a solution that transforms you.From the inside out.
他不只是解决你表面的问题，他要整个的改变你。
Are you willing to give up your own approach to your problem, your own definition of the problem, so that you can receive God's healing in your life?
那么你是不是愿意放弃你自己所想象、你所定义的这个问题，来接受神的答案
？So that you can live out an abundant life.
所以你才能够活出一个丰盛的人生。
That even though life's problem will intimidate you to expect less.
虽然人生的困境常常会逼着你接受一个比较不是你所想象最好的人生
But God's expectation will liberate you to expect more.
但是神会提供你一个答案能够让你得到自由
Finally, we want to look at the story of how this lame beggar wraps up.
我们最后来看看这个答案这个故事最后怎么样的结局
Verse
9 to 12 第九节到第十二节第九节百姓都看见他行走赞美神认得他是那素常坐在殿的美门口求周济的就因他所遇着的事满心的稀奇惊讶那人正在称为所罗门的廊下拉着彼得约翰众百姓一起跑到他们那里很觉稀奇彼得看见就对百姓说以色列人啊为什么把这事当作稀奇呢为什么定睛看我们以为我们凭自己的能力和虔诚使这人行走呢
And the story continues.
这故事继续了。
Then we found out at the end of chapter 3 that at least about 2,000 people believed in Jesus Christ.
我们会发现在第三章的后面告诉我们有至少2000人得救。
Because of this story, because of the story of this lame beggar being touched by the healing power of the God himself.
这都是因为这一个天生瘸腿的被神的医治的大能所摸着。
So what that happens is that expect your story to tell God's glory.
所以这就是说你可以用你人生的见证来彰显神的荣耀。
Do you remember that this lame beggar was sitting outside the most beautiful, most popular, most foot traffic walk-through gate in the whole temple?
你可以想象说这样一个天生瘸腿的人在一个非常漂亮非常大的一个门前面在众多的人面前乞讨为生。
That he's been looking at all those beautiful couples, families that he'd never have walking into a temple.
他看见这么多美满的家庭，这么多美好的人，他们的幸福的生活。
One thing that I failed to mention that he can never do.
我还刚刚没有提到有一件事情他永远都做不到的。
Was that he probably, because of a lame person, that he's considered ceremonially unclean.
他其实是一个瘸腿的人，在定义上面，在犹太人律法上面来讲，他是不洁净的。
That means that even though he has been carried to a temple every day for his job, that he has never went into the temple to worship God himself.
所以那表示说，他虽然每天被抬到殿门口，但是他从来不能够进到殿里面。
One of the worst things that can happen spiritually in his life is that he is at the doorstep of worshiping the Almighty God, and yet he cannot go in.
最悲惨的事情就是他在一个神的殿门口，在那个台阶上，可是他不能够进去敬拜神。
More than the physical aspect, more than the emotional aspect.
这是超越了他的生理上的限制，是一个属灵上的限制。
That he is not good enough to worship God.
他不够好，他不能够去敬拜神。
But at this point, as a healing touch of the Holy Spirit of God Himself comes down on this lame beggar.
但是这个时候神医治的大能来到他的身上
that he was healed.
他完全得了医治。
He was jumping up and down, worshiping God, and going into the temple for the first time in his life.
他站起来又行走，同他们进了殿，走着跳着赞美神。
Can you imagine how joyful event this is?
你可以想象这是一个多么多么兴奋，多么高兴，多么
Out of the tens of life, years of life that he is at the doorstep of worshiping God, now he finally can go in.
多少年来他只是在门口，他没有办法进去，现在他可以走进去敬拜神。
Friends, you and I can go in to worship God.
朋友们，我们都可以走进去敬拜神。
Because we've been restored by Jesus Christ himself.
因为我们都被耶稣基督重建过了。
And because of our restoration of Jesus Christ, that our face-to-face account of going to a temple to worship God himself.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的，我们都得以进入圣殿来敬拜他。
What you and I to do is that we can expect our story to tell God's glory.
我们彼此都可以想象，我们人生也有见证可以来彰显神的荣耀。
I love baptism.
我很喜欢洗礼。
We will have a youth baptism in coming next week.
我们下礼拜会有一个青年人的洗礼。
And I like about youth baptism.
我很喜欢，尤其是青年人的洗礼。
Because they are very, you know, excited.
他们都非常非常兴奋。
And、they will clap when people go up and down.
他们会拍手，让他们受洗的人上下的时候，他们拍手。
And typically the youth baptism is a little shorter.
而且青年人的洗礼都比较短。
Because you know they have less story to tell.
因为他们的故事会比较短。
And when I go to adult baptism.
但是我去了成人的洗礼的时候
I love the adult baptism too.
我也喜欢成人的洗礼
Because there's a longer story to tell.
他们有比较长的故事可以分享
And some of us will start with the 1945 right after World War II, right?
有人会从世界大战结束1945年开始
And sometimes we'll go decade by decade.
有人会从几十年的十几年的这样讲起
And great stories, right?
很大很好的故事
And that is exactly what we want to have in our Christian community.
这就是完全就是我们在基督徒的这个团契里面所需要的。
We need fresh new stories of God's touch in our life, God's restoration in our lives.
我们需要很新鲜的神的爱来重建我们自己。
And one of the things that I keep on telling my youth and even myself.
我常常告诉我们的青年朋友还有我自己。
Is that, you know, we need to have new stories to tell all the time.
我们常常要有新鲜的故事来告诉来彰显神
You know, when I talk to Joseph, when I talk to other pastors, LT
当我跟 Joseph 跟 LT 一起分享的时候
，A lot of times we always come have hard time come up with new stories.
很多常常我们都很难会有新的故事可以讲。
Especially when preaching to a congregation that we preach to every week.
特别是我们常常每周都要讲道。
But that's a challenge for us.
但是那对我们来讲是一个挑战。
That we and our faith needs to be lived out and have new story of God's healing in our own lives, in other people's lives that we're involved with.
就是我们的信心，神是怎么样子，让我们都有新鲜的、新的见证，可以跟弟兄姐妹分享。
So, my question to you this morning, brothers and sisters, is that how fresh is your story?
所以我对大家的问题就是，你的故事新鲜吗
？Some of us, sometimes I will ask our students or other Christians and say, you know, what has God done be doing in your life?
我常常问我的学生还有青年朋友，到底神在你身上做了什么工呢？
And maybe they will tell me their a rehash of their baptism story.
他们会重新再讲一遍他们受洗的故事。
And maybe that's 10, 15, 20 years for some of us here.
它可能是十几二十年前的事情了。
That is an old story.
是一个老故事了。
And God has not done anything since then?
难道神在这中间没有做其他的事吗
？Is that possible?
可能吗？
Or maybe we are not in tune enough to what God is doing in our lives that we have been open to what He wants to do.
也许我们就是没有专心的去注意神在我们身上做了什么。
Maybe we have been so fixed on our own solution to our own disappointments.
也许我们就专心在着重于我们自己的答案来解决我们自己的问题。
And that we forgot and we don't surrender our lives so that God can come in and heal us.
所以我们不在神面前降服，让他来掌控我们的人生。
We need a new story.
我们需要一个新鲜的故事。
And sometimes, sometimes our students come into our house.
有时候我的学生们来到我的家里。
And for the last about 8 years or so, I've been living with either my grandmother or my mother.
我在过去八年跟我的祖母跟我的母亲住在一起。
As traditional Chinese cooks, and I love their cooking, by the way.
我很喜欢他们煮的饭，中国菜。
As traditional Chinese cooking, you know, you have a lot of dry goods.
煮中国菜有很多的这种干的东西，干的。
Like a shrimp, you know, dry 虾米 or something, right?
有虾米。
Okay, or dried fish, right, or something.
有干的鱼。
Some especially for Cantonese, or some, you know, dry, pretty stinky.
尤其是广东人吃的东西，有些干的蛮味道蛮不好的。
And some of our students sometimes come in and they were like, "What's going on here?" You know?
有些年轻人到我家来就会到处闻，说怎么回事啊？
And you know what? Some of our story with Jesus Christ is like that.
有时候我们的故事也就像这样子。
Maybe it's old and stale.
也许它已经是很旧的故事，也不没有味道或者发臭。
We gotta have some new stuff.
我们一定要有新鲜的故事。
Another thing that I believe that we can learn from this lame beggar story at the end.
另外一个我觉得我们可以学到的
is that, you know, it's my prayer for our church and for you and I.
就是我自己的祷告也是为你为我
Not only that our church become a place that will initiate and facilitate that healing
不但是我们的教会可以促成可以建立这样一个医治的侍奉
that you and I we can also become the people that are safe people can share with
你跟我也都是神所拯救的人可以跟人分享
that a lot of times we forgot that church supposed to be a placeWho are the crippled? Who are the hurting? Who are the people who have something that they need in their life can come in and become healed?
常常我们会忘记教会是为了这些有需要的、残废的，他们的来寻求答案、寻求满足的地方。
Not just physically, but emotionally, also spiritually.
不只是生理上的，也是心理上的，他们也有属灵上的需要。
As a new covenant, New Testament church that you and I are sitting in right now.
我们都在一个新约的教会的时代，我们今天就坐在这里。
But sometimes our kind of church revert back to the Old Testament temple.
有时候我们的教会就变成又回到了像旧约时候的教会。
That we separate people by their gender, by their class, by if they're ceremonially clean or not clean.
在旧约的时候，我们分别洁净的、不洁净的、阶级的不同的方式来分别。
That our church sometimes can segregate and separate people out.
有时候教会就这样子把人都分开来。
Sometimes it's by you and our action.
有时候是由于我们的行动这样子做。
Maybe it's the stare, the look that we have for certain people that we are uncomfortable sitting next to.
有时候就是一个眼光就让你把这个人都分开来了。
Maybe it's the way that we say, oh, let's pray for this family's problem, and then we got really is gossiping about them.
有时候我们会说我们为这样的家庭来祷告，但是事实上我们只是在讲一些琐碎的话。
And we are not a safe environment for people to share their story.
我们可能也不是一个有救恩的地方，让人来分享他们的故事。
So that their story become hidden because they are afraid that they'll be judged.
所以他们就把故事都藏起来了，因为我们不让他们有机会的分享。
Instead of jumping, leaping up like this lame beggar, walking into a temple, praising God, that people all saw what's going on.
不这样子让他们可以跳起来，站着又行走，来进的殿，走的跳的赞美神。
That everybody can see.
让大家都可以看得见。
And that become a great evangelistic outreach.
让我们教会变成一个很有能力的传福音的教会。
That many of us we actually hide because we're afraid.
我们很多就常常躲在后面，因为我们怕。
It is my prayer.
这是我的祷告。
That our church become a church that will tell God's glory.
我们这个教会会来彰显神的荣耀。
Because of each one of your story.
因为我们每一个人都有一个人生的见证。
Do you expect much from God?
你向神的期待很多吗？
Have your disappointment in life stopped you from expecting?
你的人生的失望是不是停止了你对神有什么期望吗？
Are you willing to expect more because God promised, God wants you to be healed, and God wants to provide a solution that you cannot think up yourself?
你现在是不是会知道神对你身上有更高的期望，他会医治你，他会拯救你呢？
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
God, we come together.
神，我们到你面前来。
As a congregation.
作为一个会众。
God, we want to say that we want to tell your glory.
我们第一个要告诉你说，我们要彰显你的荣耀。
Through what you have done in our lives.
经过你在我们身上所做的工。
Through our story.
经过我们的故事。
God, we also say that we have been bondage.
神，我们也真是被捆绑。
By our own expectation of life.
被我们自己所对人生的期望。
By our own solution that we come up with our lives.
也被我们自己所找到的答案。
God, we need your liberation healing in our lives.
我们期望你来释放我们，给我们自由。
We need you to come and touch us.
我期望你来接触我们，摸到我们。
Refresh us so that we can jump up and praise you.
重新恢复我们，让我们可以站起来行走来赞美你。
Because you are one and only God.
因为你是那独一的真神。
We thank you.
我们谢谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.